I was on the phone earlier with Samsung, and I was talking to him about getting a replacement phone, because this phone I have is, it's all messed up, it's really super bad. But this will be my second phone, because the first phone I cracked the screen by accident, and now this one, that's the hardware, the software, it's completely discombobulated. So I had to call Samsung, and I was talking to the operator, and she was starting to make it sound like she wasn't gonna try to help me with this situation, and I was really just up to my neck with stress. Really, you know, it's my fault. I shouldn't even have been on the phone trying to conduct business with the death in the family just hours prior. You know what I'm saying? So that was just a bad judgment call on my behalf, and I'm admitting that right now. I didn't realize that, you know, I could have directed this situation a little bit more appropriately if I had just gauged my time and, you know, my emotions on what I was going through or going to have to go through. So anyways, I was starting to get a little ticked off at her because, you know, I was thinking, she's the one that brought up about, they're going to go over the phone and see if there's any water damage. And I was just like, whoa, you know, that really just woke me up. I go, what do you mean water damage? Because your commercial shows a guy washing his car and he sprays the phone. And the phone it can go in water, but not into real hardcore depth. And she's all, no, it's not waterproof. It's water resistant. But even the instructions on it say, or I can't remember where I read, but it says that it can go into like 1 to 2 feet of water, you know? And so I said, okay, look, that phone has never been underwater. So if you guys are trying to set up a scenario right now to where it's going to look like that I purposely damaged my phone or, you know, in that type of case or instance, I said, the only water that's ever been on that phone, this is a new one. I said, after the, you know, the last replacement, I said, blah, blah, blah. I said, the only damaged water, not water damage, I said, the only water that's been on that is when I, maybe when I wash my hands in the bathroom or, what else? I can't remember. Oh, when it's been raining, you know, so I said, I've, you know, because I'm an outdoors kind of person. So she's like, well, no, we're talking about like just water damage that you just, it's just really bad. And I'm thinking, you know, I was getting really upset with her. And I was thinking I was going to rip her head off, right? I was just turning into a massive prick. So she has to put me on hold while she does some, you know, searching and stuff like that, gets the order ready. And before she put me on hold, she sounded like she was talking louder and she was being more verbal. She was being more abrupt and forceful with her words, I felt, because she was annoyed with me, you know, and she just sounded like a woman that was just being pushed too hard for this type of job. You know what I'm saying? So while I was on hold, I thought to myself, you know what? You didn't call this person just to make them feel like their life sucks today. You didn't call this person just to make them, you know, feel like crap because, you know, your phone is incompetent. She's got nothing to do with it. I bet she's got kids at home and she's thinking, why do we get such dumb customers? Why do they have to be jerks when they don't get their way? Don't they know that I'm doing this for a living? I'm not here because it's fun. And our water's turned off, and I don't know when I'm going to get it turned on back on. And I've got to sit here and deal with, you know, punk-ass customers like this chick from the U.S. or any planet or any city, any village or any nation or any plateau, thought process, or delation. Okay? That was just a joke. But for real. You know, I needed to make that right because you just can't do that to human beings. So when she got back on the line, she was talking real fast and she was trying to talk over me. I'm all, ma'am. And so finally I just said it real loud and I said, I just would like to apologize for my disgusting behavior. And I said, it wasn't right of me to treat you like that. and mistreat you like that, and I'm just asking for forgiveness. And, you know, I want to make it right. I didn't mean to call and upset you like that. That was wrong of me to act that way just because I'm having a bad day, or I think, you know, whatever. I actually told her the truth. I said, honestly, the reason why I was acting like that, and it's no excuse for that bad behavior, but the reason why I was acting like that is because I thought that you're trying to build it up, saying that I'm not going to get a replacement because for whatever reason. And I, you know, was really getting pissed off because I thought, we're paying some money for this phone and it's not free and we're still making payments on it, and, you know, I'm not getting what I'm paying for. And so I told her, I said, that's what I felt, that, you know, you were going. And I said, namaste. And it ended up being really super cool. And we actually started talking, and she said that she was utterly impressed that somebody would actually stop and say sorry for, you know, their attitude. And I told her, I said, you know, in order to show you that I was sincere, I just thought that I needed to do this in a public realm because I owed it to you for acting like that. I have no right to act like that. And so she was just really super impressed. She was a nice lady. And she wanted to know, you know, about my podcasting. And so we started talking about that. And she had so many questions for me. It was so neat. I mean, she was acting like she was really, really into me. And, you know, it was so nice. I mean, she wanted to know what I was about. What are my podcasts about? What do I like to talk about? And how long have I been doing it? And she was now, you know, completely in agreement with me about that sucks about equipment breaking down. You know, she was just so nice. She was just saying how impressed that she was. And I told her, no, the honor's all mine. It turned out to be such a beautiful, genuine, loving, kind, respectful conversation from the way I started to treat a stranger that I thought I would never meet. That's crazy. I changed my attitude first, and I put myself in her shoes and thought, where is she coming from? And I think her situation is scarier than mine. That's what I thought. That's what I think. I mean, it sucks when you have kids and you're the only sole provider. You know, I mean, look at the stats in the world today. You know, people don't go to work, and, you know, for just because, well, they do go to work because they want to. That's because you want to do something that you're doing, or you're young and you're buying your first car. You know what I'm saying? But when you have kids, we wish that we could just stay home with them all the time and teach them, play with them, and protect them, and show them, and school them, and bless them, and, you know, enrich them. That's the main cause and role of effect of wanting to be a good parent for male and female. So, I don't know. I just put myself in her shoes, and I was just thinking, dude, Jennifer, you're such an ass. You know, and I was just like, so anyway, she was really super cool. So end of that story.